I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where protests in Turkey are growing over Azerbaijani oil deliveries to Israel. The trade, which passes through a Turkish port, continues despite Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan imposing a trade embargo on Israel over its war against Hamas. Campaigners in Turkey for a boycott of Israeli trade are targeting Azerbaijan's supply of oil to Israel through the Turkish port of Ceyhan. The demonstrators poured red paint over the walls of the Istanbul headquarters of Soka, Azerbaijan's state energy company. Students at Istanbul's prestigious Galatasaray University protested against a speech to be given by a senior soccer executive, accusing the company of having blood on its hands. Experts say Azerbaijan, a close ally of Israel, meets around 40% of Israeli oil needs, a trade that has not been affected by Israel's war on Hamas. Galia Lindenstrauss is an analyst with the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
Till now, Azerbaijan has not stopped its oil exports to Israel. On the contrary, they're going as normal, and this is again a manifestation of the reliability of Azerbaijan and the fact that it is a true partner of Israel. I would even say that since Azerbaijan opened an embassy just a year ago in Israel, the trade relations have actually expanded. But again, most of the trade is surrounds the oil flowing from Azerbaijan to Israel through Turkey and the weapons acquisition Azerbaijan does in Israel.
Protests against Turkish-Israeli trade has hurt President Recep Tayyip Erdogan politically. Analysts say, along with an economic crisis, opposition to Israeli trade was a factor in March local elections' defeat of Erdogan's AK party. Sezin Erner is a commentator on Turkey's Politikyol news portal.
Had there not been the economic crisis, probably they wouldn't be also so concerned about the trade with Israel. But the economic crisis somehow removed the rosy glasses, rose-colored glasses of many people in Turkey, including the AK Party supporters. So they started to see things as they are, and they started to criticize the government.
Dünya bir hastanın, bir manyağın, bir psikopatın, Netanyahu denilen...
Following his local election defeat, Erdogan imposed an Israeli trade embargo, boasting Turkey was at the forefront of confronting Israel. But with the Turkish president having close ties with his Azerbaijani counterpart İlham Aliyev and Azerbaijan's Soka Energy Company, Turkey's biggest international investor, analysts say stopping Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel is difficult for Erdogan. Mehmet Ökücü is an analyst at the London Energy Club, a grouping of government and energy sector leaders.
From what it looks, over the past few years, Azeri-Israeli relationship has been consolidated. It is a bulwark against Iran as well, in some regards, and therefore Azeris, although I'm sure they are also unhappy with what's happening in Gaza as a result of the Israeli land forces attack, and they would probably impress on Erdogan not to go that far to stop also this oil flow.
With protests in Turkey against Azerbaijani oil exports to Israel continuing, police are stepping up arrests against organizers, prompting further protests. A mother of one of the arrested demands to know why her son is detained for just defending Palestine. Analysts say such displays of anger can only further undermine Erdogan's claims of being at the forefront of confronting Israel, says Sezin Erner of Politikyol news portal.
The government said that they stopped the trade with Israel, but somehow it's continuing in other ways. So I think the real culprit, more so than the Azerbaijan companies or the Azerbaijan Aliyev or other circles in Azerbaijan itself, it will be the government who's going to be held responsible for those protesting and for the conservative basis specifically.
With many protesters drawn from Erdogan's traditionally religious conservative base, analysts warn the political cost for the Turkish leader over the ongoing oil trade with Israel is likely to grow. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.